DJI Phantom 4 Professional Review 2021, Top Choice for You. The DJI Phantom 4 Professional is one of the most sophisticated drones on the market. It has a maximum flight time of 30 minutes and a max speed of 44 miles per hour, but it also comes with a series of different camera options for capturing any moment in high definition. Unlike its predecessor, it can track moving objects automatically to give you an immersive view from up above. The Phantom 4 Pro is not only powerful but also easy to use, making it perfect for drone enthusiasts or people looking into getting into this new hobby. To learn more about the pros and cons of this amazing piece of equipment as well as new features upgraded, read our DJI Phantom 4 Professional review below. About the DJI Phantom 4 Pro. The DJI Phantom 4 Pro V2.0 drone is the latest model in the Phantom series. This range has elevated DJI to the top of the list as the global leader in drones. In 2018, the Phantom 4 Pro V2.0 was introduced. It was a significant upgrade to the Phantom 4. This drone is a pro-level model thanks to its 20MP sensor, 1-inch, 11.6 stops of dynamic range, and the ability to record video at 60 frames per second, 4K video. It's not the most affordable or smallest DJI drone, but it is still an excellent option for experienced pilots looking to fly drones. Pros: its small size makes it easy to travel with. Built-in 4K camera without fisheye effect. The three-axis gimbal offers pixel-grade stabilized video. DJI Pilot app lets you control the camera, focus, and stream live video. Built-in collision obstacle avoidance detection. Tap to fly and tap to follow camera modes. Return to home mode when there is a low battery life alert. Can be used indoors with or without GPS. Cons: bulky design. There is no built-in display for the remote control gimbal's screeching sound. DJI Phantom 4 Professional Drone Review. The DJI Phantom 4 Pro is a drone designed for aerial photography and cinematography. It costs less than $2,000. It's an entry-level DSLR that can take you to the skies. The Phantom 4 Pro includes a 4K camera, 1-inch CMOS, gimbal and controller, and integrated software. It is ready to go right out of the box. The Phantom 4 Pro also features dual-mode GPS plus GLONASS receivers to provide autopilot redundancy. DJI's vision navigation system makes it easy to navigate close to the ground and within buildings without using GPS. Ease of use. We have found DJI to provide a great user experience right out of the box. The DJI Phantom 4 Pro Plus is our favorite. It received a 9 out of 10 in ease of use testing. This puts it far ahead of the three. The drone and controller were easy to charge up from the box. The large touchscreen also made it easy to create the DJI account. Unlike other models, the propellers were also easy to install, which require a lot of spinning and require a significant push and quarter turn to secure them. Camera. The camera's capabilities are one of the most important and underrated aspects of the Phantom 4 Pro. Although the sensor is excellent, video capture speeds are superior. 4K video is available in the standard resolution of 3840 by 2160 or cinematic 4K at 4096 by 2160. Both are available at 30 frames per second. These are available at 100 megabits per second, which is the kicker. The Phantom 4 Pro's 20MP camera is an excellent little camera. It produces better image quality than the Mavic Pro or other sub-$1,000 drones. The Phantom 4 Pro's full 1-inch sensor is more important than any other drone under $2,000. Infrared sensors are built into the sides of the P4P, capable of detecting objects up to 7 meters away. So, providing you're flying sensibly and not in sport mode, you truly have a protective bubble surrounding the Phantom 4 Professional. The app controls the camera and gimbal. Some camera options can also be changed by clicking on the scroll wheel to the right of your handset. Clicking down on this wheel will allow you to toggle between the ISO and shutter speed settings. The stability of this drone's camera is fantastic, I have to say. It's been windy here, not the best conditions for flying a drone. But it's a loner, I have to return soon, so I take what I can. As the drone bounces in the wind, I'm watching it carefully and am happy to return to the footage. It is becoming more common to get propellers in the shot than I expected. This is not something that I find alarming, but it is something I recognize some of my friends are. Everything was recorded at full auto settings. This is what you'll see right out of the box. All my video recording were 4K at 30 frames per second, which is the default setting. Other video settings include 1080p and 720p at 120fps, 2720 by 1530 at 60fps, 4 Kelvins at 60fps, cinematic 4K at 50fps. Three ratios are used to capture photos. The 3:2 ratio can be as high as 5472 by 3648. 4:3 ratio can clock in at 4864 by 3648, and 16:9 ratio can clock in at 5472 by 3688, respectively. Strangely, the default mode for taking photos straight out of the box to capture images is 3840 by 2160 pixels. Obstacle avoidance detection. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ck3qsoup. The Phantom 4 series' biggest innovation is the inclusion of a new optical sensor unit and a real-time 3D visual system. This allows it to detect and avoid obstacles automatically while in flight. The obstacle sensing system can potentially keep you out of trouble, but it's no excuse to fly recklessly or not learn how to properly pilot the drone. Its obstacle sensing system can also help avoid head-on collisions as well as track subjects. Nearly all sides of the drone have obstacle avoidance sensors. The P4P Plus has visual obstacle avoidance going forward, backward, as well as downward. The drone will stop any crash from occurring if it is active. You can use the forward and downward sensors to maneuver the drone, avoid obstacles, and land precisely. The drone will automatically plan a course around an object if it detects it. Operators can now plan and navigate with ease and safety thanks to obstacle avoidance detection. Also, because the P4P features obstacle avoidance sensing in the rear of the aircraft, via stereo vision sensors that can detect obstacles up to 30 meters away, this innovation allowed for a new intelligent flight modes function, tap fly reverse. This flying mode allows you to have an automatic sweep shot with the drone flying. You can reverse the direction of travel to a predetermined point, with much greater assurance that you won't be in a collision. Other notable improvements include new advanced camera, intelligent flight modes, active track draw, tap fly, and draw, which allow professional quality filmmaking to be made even more accessible. All Phantom and Inspire models now have the following advanced camera modes, thanks to the new DJI controller software: Follow Me Point of Interest GPS Signal Course Lock Home Lock Gesture Mode Tripod Mode Beginner Mode Addy Mode Tripod Mode will net you an extremely stable shot, as if the camera were sitting on an aerial tripod. Addy Mode switches off satellite stabilization and holds the Phantom 4 Pro's altitude. Professional filmmakers have three additional flight camera modes with the Phantom 4 Pro: active track and draw. These flying modes simplify the planning and execution for high quality, dramatic shots. All rely on optical sensors to sense the surrounding environment. Activetrack. Do you want your shot to follow a fast moving object automatically? You can now tap any object in the live view, and the camera will remain focused on it. Draw. Do you want to see a 360-degree view of a magnificent coastal estate from your helicopter? You can now draw your flight path on screen, and the Phantom 4 Pro will follow it while maintaining its altitude. You have two options for draw modes. Standard mode is at a constant speed. This allows the operator to concentrate on the shot. The operator can control the speed and camera settings manually. TAPFLY. Tap anywhere on the screen to adjust the flight direction and detect obstacle avoidance. Using control sticks to change direction. Tap fly also declined to work when you were too low, for example right after an automatic takeoff. That meant I had to touch the sticks a little before switching over to rely totally on the screen of my mobile device. Flight performance. In our flight performance testing, the Phantom 4 Pro Plus received the highest score of 9/10. These models are almost identical and lead the flight performance pack. The Phantom 4 Pro Plus scored 6 points higher than the lowest scoring gimbal model and 5 points more than the non-gimbal models. The 4 Pro Plus's flight performance is exceptional, with smooth landings and takeoffs, as well as smooth, panning landscape shots and breakneck flybys. The 4 Pro Plus can travel up to 45 miles per hour in sport mode, and with some help from the wind I saw speeds of around 48 miles per hour in my flight logs. The autonomous flight functions are also impressive. The orbit point of interest function and the cable cam function provided excellent and stable footage. The follow mode, like all the models, was a bit lacking. You'll get better results if a pilot follows a subject manually, as you will get better results with the other modes. The 4 Pro Plus's auto return to home function was flawless. However, we would like to emphasize that it is only for emergencies that you can't fly the drone back. The battery life has been upgraded to give it a record-setting 30 minutes of maximum flight time. Performance and flight dynamics have also been improved. In flight, the Phantom handles well and provides up to 30 minutes of flight time up to a maximum speed of 72 kilometers per hour, 45 miles per hour. The Phantom 4 is faster than the Phantom 3 Pro, 28 minutes versus 23, and it flies a little longer, 45 miles per hour. It's lighter and more stable than the Phantom 3 Pro, but it weighs slightly less. The range of the Phantom 4 Pro is significantly extended. It can fly up to 4.3 miles from its controller, more than twice as far as most RTF camera drones. A new quick-release feature has been added to the props that make it easier to pack and repair. Motors have also been upgraded. DJI claims that they are more efficient, more reliable, and run more smoothly. The 30-minute intelligent batteries that come with the drone are smaller, stronger, and easier to replace. The battery system is integrated with the flight control system to alert you when the battery life is low. It can also return the drone to its home automatically if it runs out of batteries. Controller. The remote control included with the Phantom 4 Pro includes a clip that can hold a smartphone or tablet controller. When shooting aerials, the remote controller is responsible for most physical controls, including piloting and capture. For more difficult shoots, you will need a live video feed, flight statistics and advanced settings. These can be handled via a smart device. This makes the smart device indispensable for aerial imaging. Remote controller with built-in screen. The Phantom 4 Pro Plus comes with a 5.5 inches 1080p LCD screen that is 1000 candelas per square meter brighter than conventional smart devices. DJI has replaced the playback button on its excellent flight controller with an intelligent flight pause button. Two buttons can be programmed. The Phantom pause return home function has been improved. It can now navigate around obstacles to get back to you. Sport mode is brand new and designed for experienced pilots, completely transforming the Phantom 4 flying characteristics. The new Sport Mode button on the Phantom 4 Pro controller increases power temporarily to increase speed. Sport Mode is fun but dangerous for newbies. Just connect your smartphone or tablet, iOS, Android, to the USB port, and you are ready to film. The Phantom 4 Pro streams live video to your phone in 720p at a distance of up 1.2 miles. Your phone will also charge while the controller is connected. The Phantom 4 Pro Plus adds an extra $300 to the price. It features a dedicated 1080p display of 5.5 inches that is extremely bright and incorporates the DJI Go app. DJI Go app. You can use the DJI Go app on either your smartphone or tablet with the Pro Plus display. This allows you to view and control everything from one screen. The key features include a live scrolling map that displays real-time information about your surroundings and location camera control your flight settings and direction live flight telemetry, including speed and direction, can be viewed online view your flight log you can edit, publish, and share video right from your smartphone or tablet. Is the DJI Phantom 4 Pro V2.0 worth it? Buy it if you need a 4K video at 60fps. The Phantom 2 Pro V2.0 can capture 4K, 60fps video at 100 megabits per second using the D-Log color profile. This is ideal for professional aerial videographers. You need a mechanical shutter is required. The problem of rolling shutter is avoided when shooting video with mechanical shutters. This problem is caused by digital shutters, which scan the scene instead of capturing it in its entirety. You need to capture high-quality stills. Photographers can shoot RAW files in DNG format with the 20MP 1-inch sensor. This gives them a better image quality than smaller sensors and allows for a lot of control over how images are processed. Don't buy it if a small, lightweight drone is what you want. The Phantom Pro 4V 2.0 drone is heavier than the Mavic series drones. It's not as easy to transport to remote locations. You are a beginner drone pilot. The Phantom has features that will help beginners learn to fly the drone. However, the Mavic Air 2 is more suitable and easier to fly for newbies. Read also article about the best drones for beginners. Here you have a tight budget. The basic kit costs ₹1,589, but the Phantom Pro 4V 2.0 is the most expensive model in DJI's drone range. Other models cost less. Comparison between DJI Phantom 4 Pro and other models. There is plenty of competition for drones in this class. The Mavic Pro, DJI Spark, and other smaller folding drones are not considered competition. We consider larger drones with a hanging camera setup to be competition. The Phantom 4 Pro doesn't make any flight compromises for portability and is priced at over $1,000. That sets the scene nicely, I believe. DJI Phantom 4 Pro vs YUNEEC Typhoon H. We consider the UNIC Typhoon H to be one of the best competitors based on our usual coverage. The Autel Robotics X Star Premium and GDU Bird Premium 2.0 also hit the same notes. The 3DR Solo, which we just received, is also in our house. It is on a different level from the Phantom 4 Pro. But we will soon put it to the test. We cannot make any comparisons, but we believe that the Phantom 4 Pro is the most easy to fly UAS and produces the best aerial videos under $2,000. Although there are cheaper drones than the Phantom 4 Pro, they still need cameras and peripherals. The Typhoon H Plus drone from UNIC is perfect for those who don't care much about video format. Related post, Phantom 4 vs. Typhoon H, which is better for you? DJI Phantom 4 Pro vs. DJI Mavic 2 Pro. Although the Phantom 4 Pro Plus drone is exceptional, some newer DJI releases have eroded its consumer drone market. The Phantom 4 Pro Plus used to offer the best video quality, but the DJI Mavic 2 Pro offers slightly better video quality and a smaller package that can fly as long as you want. The Phantom 4 Pro V2.0 is extremely responsive with sensitive controls that must be used with care to ensure smooth flight during video recording, while Mavic models allow you to fly smooth using only your thumbs to control the control sticks. However, it is essential that you use the index and thumb pinch when using the Phantom. This method gives you more control. This severely limits the areas in which the Phantom 4 Pro Plus can be used. The Phantom has a mechanical shutter that can shoot 4K at 60fps, compared to the Mavic 2 Pro's 30fps. If you film fast-moving subjects, like cars or motorcycles, then the Phantom 4 might still be the best option. However, for most cinematographers, we think the Mavic 2 Pro is a better choice. Read more, DJI Phantom 4 Pro vs. Mavic 2 Pro 2021, which drone is better? DJI Phantom 4 Pro vs. DJI Air 2S. There are much newer aircraft that offer powerful alternatives to the large Phantom series. The DJI Air 2S offers the same camera size but with a newer sensor and software. It also has a smaller, more agile, and less expensive price tag. The Phantom series is no longer the best choice if you look for a 4K camera up in the sky. Most frequently asked questions: do I need to buy the DJI Phantom 4 Pro? The Phantom 4 Pro drone is still an excellent choice if you are willing to pay the right price and don't need OcuSync connectivity. It is no longer in production and only receives infrequent updates for critical software patches. If you have the option, we recommend the Phantom 4 Pro V2.0. It is usually about the same price as the older Phantom 4 Pro V2.0. Do I need a drone license to fly the Phantom 4 Pro? Your operations will dictate the licensing you need to obtain for flights in countries such as Canada and the United States. No matter what size drone you are flying, whether a DJI Phantom 4 Pro or a large commercial drone, licensing is required for commercial operations. This is the Part 107 certificate from the FAA in America. Do I need to register for DJI Phantom 4 Pro? Before you can fly your DJI Phantom 4 Pro, you must register it with the FAA. You can sign up either for the recreational level Part 107 certification or the basic recreational flyer. What is the maximum height a Phantom 4 Pro can fly? Although it loses some object detection capabilities, the Phantom can still fly at 20 m per second, about 45 miles per hour. The drone can fly at the height of approximately 6,000 meters, 19,685 feet, but DJI software restricts it from flying at 400 feet. Great footage. Conclusion. When it comes to drones, DJI is the top of the line. The Phantom 4 Pro V2.0 has a lot going for it, and we hope you find this helpful article. If not, feel free to reach out, and our team would be happy to answer any questions or talk through your options with you one-on-one. We know that buying an expensive gadget like a drone can be intimidating without guidance from someone who knows what they're talking about. Luckily, we have experts ready to help. Whether you want more information before making up your mind or need help choosing between models like the Phantom 3 Professional versus Advanced or Inspire 1 Pro versus Plus, we've got all your needs. The Phantom 4 Pro is the best drone for those who are interested in drone flight and aerial photography seriously. This drone is unbeatable in price, and I don't know of any other drones that could match it. I don't know of any other drone that has a 1-inch camera sensor below $2,000.